external problems are caused by internal problems in our heart. Young man, young woman, you have a problem and it's called sin. And if you don't allow God to help you and to eradicate your sin and to help you have victory over sin, you will never achieve your potential. You will never achieve what God intends you to achieve.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. This evening, Pastor Brian Grant continues with the second part of his message, Earth's Coming Utopia. Although the Bible promises a near-perfect environment is in Earth's future, we heard how the road to the millennium is one of incredible horror for an unbelieving world. But once again, Pastor Grant has reminded how we, the church, can remain optimistic because we won't be here. Listen now as Pastor Grant brings the concluding part of his message entitled, Earth's Coming Utopia. Here again is Pastor Grant.
As the Lord Jesus returns to earth accompanied by his church, the Antichrist and his forces who have surrounded Israel will make attempts to destroy the Lord Jesus. Can you imagine that? You know, sometimes we think our arms are big enough to box with God. I want to tell you right now, our arms are too short to box with God. And in that day, Satan and his forces will discover that they are no match for the King of Kings. They are no match for the Lion of Judah. He will crush them without any effort whatsoever. The Antichrist and the false prophet will be cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, where the Bible says they're going to be tormented forever. But verse 17 and 18 paints a gruesome picture. Did you see how gruesome it is? It tells us an angel will call the birds to gather to eat the flesh of kings, of captains, of mighty men, the flesh of slaves and men, both small and great. Listen, God isn't hiding anything. God is not trying to be socially, what is the word? Politically correct. He's telling it as it is. He's telling you what's going to happen. The world may say, oh, how could you do it? He's telling you exactly what's going to happen. He said an angel is going to call them to come and eat because it will be the greatest bloodbath in history. And as I prepared, I couldn't help but remember the verse that tells us it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living God. I've met people who have a totally lopsided view of God. I met people who have this view of God, that God is love. And that because God is love, he would never judge people. Oh, this business about hell, it's a lie. Because a loving God would not do that. Well, I hope what you've read this morning helps you to realize that if you had that type of view of God, you have a totally lopsided view of God. Let me tell you the accurate view of God. The accurate view of God is that he hates sin with a perfect hatred. And because he hates sin with a perfect hatred, out of his heart of love, he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin. Every single human being on planet Earth has an opportunity to receive God's salvation. God judged his son. I can hear Jesus as he cries from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why, God, have you forsaken me? My friend, God forsook his son because of you and because of me. He allowed his son to take all the judgment, my sin and your sin deserved. But my friend, if you refuse, listen good to me, if you refuse God's offer of salvation, my friend, you will suffer the consequence. Because this God who hates sin with a perfect hatred will pour out his wrath and his judgment and his terror upon you. And oh, this morning I beg you, I plead with you, I encourage you, as the Spirit of God tugs at your heart, I encourage you, come to the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he might be found, my friend. Call upon him while he is near. The scripture says, let the wicked forsake his ways. Come to Jesus My friend, if you come to Jesus, he's not going to turn you away. He's going to forgive you all your sin, and he's going to totally transform your life. Listen, he's not going to just change your life. He's going to transform you, and he's going to give you life with a purpose. Oh, I pray that somebody will heed God's call today. First, we wanted to talk about the Battle of Armageddon. But secondly, we better move. Let's talk about Satan's final doom. We've seen that the Antichrist and false prophet will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone where they will be tormented. But what about Satan? Write this down in your notes. The first thing that will happen to Satan is that he's going to be imprisoned for 1,000 years. He said, preacher, you're making it up. No, I'm not. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3 tells us this. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and put a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Satan will be bound and imprisoned for 1,000 years. And during that time, that's when you're going to have Earth's coming utopia. Satan is going to be taken out of the way for 1,000 years, and there is going to be peace on Earth. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's called the millennium. But after the 1,000 years, what happens? Write this down. After 1,000 years, Satan is going to be released and will lead a rebellion. Can you imagine that? After 1,000 years, Satan is going to be released. Verse number 7, when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them to battle, whose number is as the sands of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. I've heard it said that the big problem in society is lack of opportunity. I've heard it said that what if we gave everybody a good education and gave everybody a crime-free neighborhood and a job and good health care, it will change our society. But my friend, this passage shows that it's a lie. I hope you get that. Because after 1,000 years of near utopia, after 1,000 years of near perfection, perfect conditions, Satan is going to be released for a little while. And the Bible says the nations, the people on earth who have enjoyed almost perfect conditions for 1,000 years will rebel against God and attack the holy city. And fire, God will have to send fire from heaven to destroy them. My friend, the problem with us is not our environment. The problem with mankind is, listen, we have a sinful nature. It's not external. It's an internal problem. The external problems are caused by internal problems in our heart. Young man, young woman, you have a problem, and it's called sin. And if you don't allow God to help you and to eradicate your sin and to help you have victory over sin, you will never achieve your potential. You will never achieve what God intends you to achieve. And this is one of the reasons why we're pleading and we're doing so much with younger people to try and help them recognize that the only hope is Jesus. But third, as we talk about Satan's doom, third, Satan will be cast into the lake of fire to be tormented forever. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Listen, it's all in the Bible. If you notice, I'm not making this up. The devil, verse says, who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. Stop right there. Have you ever heard people say that, hey, when people are going to hell, they'll just be burnt up, they'll be annihilated, and that's the end of them. You ever heard that story? Well, this tells you that that's a lie. Because after 1,000 years, it tells you the beast and the false prophet are still there. Did your Bible say that? Where the beast and false prophet, what is the word? Are. Is that what it says? Where the beast and false prophet are. Yeah, it says it. They're still there. They're still burning 1,000 years later. And I want you to know, my friend, when if you miss heaven, you're not going to miss hell. And I want you to know, when you get to hell, 1,000 years later, you will still be burning. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The song says, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. And oh, my friend, I pray that this morning that every person who is listening who does not know Jesus will come to Jesus. Because if you don't come to Jesus, you will join the false prophet and the Antichrist and Satan in this lake of fire. And don't say God is unmerciful, because God sent Jesus to die for your sin. And oh, would to God you will come to him today. But finally, not only the battle of Armageddon, not only Satan's final doom, but third, the millennial reign of Christ and his church. The Bible is full of prophecies about the millennium. For example, in Luke 1:32, the angel told Mary that God would give Jesus the throne of David. Do you remember that scripture? You may be surprised to hear this, but according to Dr. Dwight Pentecost, one of the experts, the scholars, prophetic scholars, there are more Bible verses, listen good, about the millennium than about any other period of history. Let me say that again, because most of us, we know so little about the millennium, you don't realize how the Bible is full of scriptures about the millennium. Dr. Dwight Pentecost says, there are more Bible verses about the millennium than about any other period of history. Now, don't worry, that does not mean the majority of my message is not going to be about the millennium. But listen, all the prophecies about the Lord reigning on David's throne must be fulfilled literally. The Bible tells us, we have heard it, we have sang songs about David's throne. Jesus is going to reign on David's throne. And these verses must be fulfilled literally. And they're going to be fulfilled during the millennial reign of Christ. Write this down in your notes. The millennium is a 1,000-year period during which Christ will rule the entire earth, along with the church and the tribulation saints. Did you know you're going to reign on earth one day? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Well, anyhow, let's look at Revelation chapter 20, verse number 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on the thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Listen, those of you who have been following this series, remember Dr. Thomas covered some of the things that would happen during the millennium, and that so many people who believed in Jesus, who refused to take the mark of the beast, would be killed. And now we're reading that these are going to be resurrected. They're going to get brand new bodies just like we already have. You see, when Jesus comes at the rapture, he's going to change our bodies. Amen. We're going to have glorified bodies, and we're going to be with him forever. And we are already with him. Listen, when he comes back to reign, we are already with him. But those who died, the believers, the millennial, the tribulation saints who died, they will be resurrected. So together with us, they can reign with Jesus on earth. Amen. Listen, put this down. It will be a time of unprecedented peace. It will be a time of unprecedented peace. Amen. Listen, there will be peace in the animal world. I'm not much of an animal guy, but I tell you that those days I can even play with lions. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6 tells us that the wolf will lie down with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat. And listen, a little child is going to lead the wolf and the leopard. Can you imagine that? You won't have to be afraid. There's going to be peace in the animal world. And the Bible, that chapter, Isaiah 11, goes on to say, and the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Better days are coming on earth. There, listen, there will be peace in the animal world, but there will be peace among the nations. Hey, jump over. In fact, those of you who want to see it in your own Bible, turn with me to Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4. And I'm just going to read verse 1 to 3. Listen, it says, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, 'Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.'" You've heard people, that expression, right? Beating there. I think it's in one of our important monuments. "Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." My friend, this ain't happening until Jesus returns to rule. None of this is going, you know, so if you're listening and you're hoping this will happen in your lifetime, no. It ain't going to happen until Jesus returns to rule. "A nation shall rise." Listen, there will be international peace. Can you imagine? Nations will turn their weapons into farm implements. Now, this does not mean that there is no sin. But it says, as you remember we read in Revelation 19, the Lord is going to rule with a rod of iron. You see, part of the problem today, you know, is that if you commit a crime, number one, they mightn't catch you because the people won't give no evidence against you. And number two, after they catch you, they take so long to sentence you. And before anything happens to you. But in that day, he's going to rule with a rod of iron. So guess what happens? If you commit the crime, he has all knowledge. He knows exactly who did it. Am I right about that? He knows exactly who committed the crime. And judgment is going to be swift. And you know you're not going to get away with it. So guess what? You may as well not commit the crime. So part of the reason there's going to be peace is because of the type of rule that's going to be there enforced by his church and the tribulation saints. Listen, peace is going to reign. Oh, wait, by the way, let me skip over that and move along. Listen, there will be also peace on the streets. Look at verse number 4. "Everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken." Hallelujah. Mothers won't have to be worried about their kids getting shot. Nobody won't have to be worried about some policeman with his knee on your neck. Listen, you don't have to have a fear on the street. Peace on the street. "Everyone shall be able to sit under his own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid." Finally, it will be a time of increased life expectancy. Isaiah 65:20 indicates that people will live very, 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 very long. Listen, nobody's killing you. The environment is healthy. There is no diseases going on of any consequence. So things are going to be almost like it was before the flood. You remember Methuselah lived for what? 969 years. Since the baby, listen, people are going to live so long, and they'll be having babies for so long. 500-year-old man will probably still be having a baby, you know. So can you imagine how many babies are going to be born? Okay. I hope I didn't mess up your imagination. The point is, Earth's population is going to be so huge by the end of 1,000 years, because nobody is dying, or very few people are dying, but very few people are dying, and they're having babies, and the babies are living long. The earth will be repopulated big time. But don't you have a hard time understanding that after these people have grown up in this perfect environment, Satan is loosed. And immediately they say, "We will not have this man to reign over us." And they'll turn against him. And they'll attack the holy city. That has been the resounding cry of the human heart for history. We will not have this man to reign over us. Oh, I know I'm speaking to individuals right now. Some of you are not saved. You refuse to allow him to come to take control of your life. But I'm speaking to believers who you're still half-stepping. You're still refusing to let him reign. Jesus must reign. And my friend, I pray that today you will submit your life to him. You know, I just want to clarify this as we get ready to close. Those of us who have been raptured and gotten brand new bodies, you're not going to have no more babies. I just want to clarify that. I don't want you when you see me. Of course, you won't be asking me that question then. But but hypothetically, I don't want you to say, Brother Brian, I remember that message in May. Oh, is it May? In May, whatever. When you said that I'd be having babies till I'm 500. No, I'm not talking about you. Because those of us who are saved by the blood of Jesus, we'll have bigger fish to fry. Amen. We're going to be reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And all I can tell you, what a glorious future God has planned for us. Listen, one of these days soon, he's going to snatch us out of this world. I can hardly wait for the trumpet to sound. The Bible says when the trumpet sounds, we're going to be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to get bodies that will never, ever be sick again. We'll get bodies that will never, ever die again. We'll get bodies that can deal with heights and every circumstance that God will put our way. So if you're afraid of heights right now, you won't have to worry. You'll be able to handle it. Listen, he's going to snatch us out, give us brand new bodies. He's going to take us to heaven. There's going to be this, while all this drama, the tribulation is going on earth, we're going to be celebrating. We'll be having this marriage supper of the Lamb. And as the tribulation winds down, we'll be coming back with Jesus to bring to an end the terror of the satanic triumvirate. And then we will reign with Jesus for 1,000 years on earth. Can you imagine how exciting that's going to be when we, with our Lord, will reign on earth? But I tell you, after the millennial reign ends, things will just be getting started for the believer in Jesus Christ. Because after that, we go to heaven. We occupy the place he has prepared for us. We walk those golden streets. My friend, sometimes folk, I hear people wondering, wonder what are we going to do? Will heaven be all that? Will heaven be exciting? Just imagine the God who made this earth. Can you imagine? He says, no, it hasn't even entered the imagination of the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. My brother and sister, heaven is going to be off the chain.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.